coaches. Last week, I briefly shared a story of an NHL coach who just a couple of years ago shamed and embarrassed one of his rookie players who was 18 at the time. And since then, since that story broke about a week ago, numerous players have started to come out sharing their stories of different types of physical, emotional, and verbal abuse by different NHL coaches over the past decade and even further back. Now, I find it really interesting that all these stories are coming out now after years and sometimes decades, and I ask the question, well, why? But probably the more concerning thing for me is, as I read the comments on social media and the dialogue going on, is how many parents and coaches are condoning this type of behavior and calling these players soft, and that they need to be coached hard, and that yelling and in many ways being abusive is condoned as tough love. And coaches, I guess my question to you this week is, if you're in that situation where you are a yeller and you are saying, I yell at you because I'm holding you accountable and it's tough love, there's a couple questions I want to ask you is, in what other profession is it okay to yell and demean and put down and get in people's faces and scream at them when they make a mistake? Where is that ever okay in any other profession? And second of all, the biggest question I want to ask you is, why are you yelling? Because here's the thing I found in my 17 years of coaching. Yelling at my players is the easiest way out of a difficult situation that I find myself in as a coach. It's the easiest way out, and I find often it is a cop-out. It is a sign of me being frustrated with myself, unable to find a more constructive way to teach my players and help them get better. And so I get frustrated with the process and then I lash out. That has been my experience in the past. And yeah, I could mask it behind the whole idea of, well, it's tough love, or I just care about you. So I care about you so much, so I'm gonna scream at you in front of all these people or in front of your teammates. When I say that, it just makes me think how absurd that sounds. And I've found that when I yell, I am searching for the easy way out rather than taking a step back and figuring out, what does this kid need from me for the greatest long-term gain? Not just this in the moment, I'm gonna scream at you and get the results I want now, but to take a stand back and take the time to figure out, how do I coach this kid? How do I love this kid? How do I speak to this kid in a way that's gonna get long-term game and help him grow as a person and not just as a player? So coaches, I really encourage you this week, don't take the easy way out. I know I'm not saying don't be intense. I'm not saying don't get loud sometimes, but this whole idea of tough love by yelling and screaming and shaming and embarrassing, and we think we're holding our players accountable way, there are better ways to hold our players accountable and help them grow. But here's the thing, it's often harder, but it's way more valuable and way worth your time. That was episode 185 of the Culture Builders Podcast. We'd love to hear from you at Thrive On Challenge, and I'd love to hear from you at Coach Soudan on Twitter.